Joining us now, Professor Polly Roy, Chair of Virology at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Thanks very much, Dr. Roy, for being with us. Is ivermectin the magic drug that it's being made out to be in some parts of India?
Well, I don't think so. As I said before, that I don't think so because it is not really allowed now in USA and in Europe. It is actually a drug that helps to stop the parasitic disease, and not for virus really, but it is anti-inflammatory, but so far it has not been shown optimum for COVID disease. So it is not really accepted in certain countries, definitely.
Professor Roy,
the other drugs that are available probably far better than this one.
Sure, Professor Roy, the American Journal of Therapeutics says regular use leads to large reductions in transmission and that ivermectin should be globally systematically deployed in the prevention and treatment of COVID-19.
That's the ribavirin, yes, that's two different things, you know. Two different things. That is fine, that is fine. But ivermectin is a different thing. You're talking about two different drugs.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the drug which the Goa government is now proposing. How is that ivermectin 12 mg for a period of 5 days is what is being prescribed? Why is that not a good treatment, you believe?
I am not a clinician. I don't know much about that. But what I know for sure, that it is not going to stop the virus infection. What it will stop, some help as an anti-inflammatory, which is the actually downstream after the virus infection, when the people get really sick, they have this inflammation. That may stop, that may help to do that, but not really virus infection or transmission. So is this the disease itself is part of the inflammation, is the disease itself. That may help a little bit, but it is not the magic bullet at all, as far as my knowledge concerned.
Could you tell us a little bit more about ivermectin, the fact that it's had a huge impact in controlling, for example, filariasis diseases, lymphatic filariasis diseases, which have affected the lives of billions. This is again what the American Journal of Therapeutics says.
Anti-parasitic disease is different. Then virus is different. The SARS virus is quite different. So I don't work with the parasite, but I'm a virologist, and I know for this virus infection, for SARS-2 infection, we don't think this is much help, really, except when the disease gets severe due to inflammation, the generalized effect maybe, but particularly not for this, because it is used for the treatment of parasites, like a worm, not really viruses.
Right. Professor Roy, again, I'm just going to refer to what the American Journal of Therapeutics says and then get your opinion. The American Journal of Therapeutics says the high binding activity of ivermectin to the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein could limit binding to either the ACE2 receptor or sialic acid receptors, respectively, either preventing cellular entry of the virus or preventing certain other conditions.
They are talking about it is the antiviral drug binding. That I have no knowledge about that, because I know the binding to RBD, which is the receptor bindings of the virus, is very specific. So how would this help? I don't know that.
Okay.
I have no evidence about that I can say that is for sure. But what I can say that it may help to reduce the inflammation, to reduce the disease itself. But virus entry is very specific. So that is very specific drug for that, which will stop the interaction between the ACE2 receptor versus the virus binding site, which is the RBD. And that is highly specific.
Professor Roy, the bottom line over here, which a lot of people want to know about, and I take all of the points that you're mentioning, is safety. Is this drug safe for administration, in your opinion, in the manner in which it's been proposed. In other words, 12 mg for a period of 5 days.
As far as is my knowledge, that they are not allowed generally in US or Europe. So there must be some problem with that.
Okay. In fact,
I was told that it doesn't have too much effect, really, for virus infection, definitely.
Right. In fact, the chief scientist of the World Health Organization, Dr. Swaminathan, has said that the safety and efficacy are important when using any drug for a new indication, and that the WHO recommends against the use of ivermectin for COVID-19, except within clinical trials. All right, so that's what the WHO has said.
Yes.
So let's look at this within the context of clinical trials. Would you believe, as an expert, that this drug shows promise?
Well, I'm expert in viruses. I'm not expert in the drugs. You have to remember that, because I am not a clinical person. But I can tell you that virus infection is extremely specific to the host, which is the human receptor, very specific. It's not generalized like that. So I don't believe it's going to be very efficacious. I think that we have to get the different kind of drugs that will break the interaction between the receptor and the virus.
Sure.
That is very important. It has to be highly specific. This is good for the parasitic disease, as they talked about that. That's the reason it was developed before. And that is fine. That also simply related a little bit because the inflammation.
Right.
That's a general inflammation for the virus disease or parasitic disease or bacteria, whatever, general inflammation. That may control some, but not really targeted drug. It cannot say there is actually anti-SARS or anti-COVID drug. You cannot say that. It is not so.
Professor Roik, as you know, there are obviously different strains and strains of concern and variants of concern of COVID now all over the world. In India, we've got B1617, which has been labeled a variant of concern by the World Health Organization as well. What is your opinion about its greater transmissibility on the basis of what you're seeing, for example, in the United Kingdom, where it's been detected as well?
Well, it is more transmissible, probably, because it changed one residues very strongly, completely opposite sort of charge residue called arginine in one site from leucine. And that is a drastic change, and that makes the virus more efficient to bind to the receptor. And that's why it is more transmissible, but doesn't mean that it's caused more severe disease. There is no proof about that.
Right.
That is cause more disease. More, little bit more favorable for transmission. But you have to understand, virus changes inside the body all the time. It's in the error they make. And more dense population they get, more it will change. But not all the change are bad or good, nothing like that. They have no effect almost. So most vaccines will work against those changes. So we don't have to be so worry about the variant. We more have to be worried about the virus spread among the people, because we are not really looking after the social distancing properly in India. That's what the problem is happening. Not because the virus is more vicious, no.
Yeah.
It is more because the how people behaved.
Right. And do you believe, in terms of the vaccines which we have over here, we've got Covaxin and we've got Covishield. Covishield,
yes,
of course, is AstraZeneca. Do you have any observations on the efficacy of these drugs against B1617?
I'm absolutely sure they will work. Not 100%, but they will definitely work, and at least they will support that people are protected against the disease, severe disease, or hospitalization will not happen. So I think that they make a lot of noise about this variant, but not necessarily they are dangerous, really.
So more transmissibility, not necessarily more dangerous.
Still work, yes.
Right.
Sorry.
So essentially what you're saying is more transmissibility, yes, but not necessarily more dangerous if we are smart in controlling it, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, Professor Roy,
transmits faster if you have the dense population, but doesn't mean that it causes disease more severe than before.
All right,
There's
Professor.
No proof of that.
Professor Polly Roy, it's been great speaking to you, getting your insights onto both ivermectin and, of course, vaccines and vaccination. Thanks so much, ma'am, for being with us this evening. Thanks very much.
Thank
indeed.
You. Thank you.